Neighbors, welcome back to Meet Me Next Door. I'm Audra.
And I'm Candace.
And we're back. We had a little hiatus. Candace was on vacation. Where'd you go? Tell them.
Marco Island.
Yeah.
It's a family trip every year we take, and it's gorgeous. It's my happy place. And
yeah. So I'm sure you three people that listened to our episode one are like, huh? We already knew you were gone since you're our family.
True. And so welcome to episode two, folks.
Yes, we have a good one today. We got some interesting topics.
Cheers.
Cheers. Block party. Today, we've got Riondo Rosé. Tell them about
Riondo Rosé. It's a sparkling wine. They also have a regular Prosecco, and it is amazing. It's my favorite, especially when it's 102 degrees here in the state of Florida. And when you go outside, you sweat in 0.5 seconds.
Yes.
You need a cold wine at this point in time.
Literally melting.
Yep.
All right. So let's get into it today.
So our first segment is called Won't You Be My Neighbor?
So today we're going to start with the segment Won't You Be My Neighbor?
So the first topic that I have, I am not sure who decided this was the greatest idea in the world, but it's poop.
You mean you don't like looking at pictures of poop?
People are posting pictures of poop and they want the masses to identify the poop. It's either on a windshield, on a sidewalk, which I have right in front of me right now. And I'm sitting here like, please don't show your toilet next.
Why? Well, here's the thing. Okay, think about it. Like back when we had our little ones, okay, it was all about the poop, the color, the texture. Oh my gosh.
The kids have a stomach virus. Yeah. They're dying, cancer.
They're crapping green.
You go to the most extreme thing. Yes.
Right. But now we're into animal crap, apparently. We didn't know this was going to happen in this stage of life.
Suburbia. Yeah. Da, 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 da. I mean, it's poop.
Poop. Look at this poop. Okay, so describe this poop, and we'll put it on our Facebook. And maybe you can tell us what this
there
poop
are
is.
Multiple posts, and I pulled this one up because the comments are hysterical.
Okay, go
Sometimes
for it.
The comments are, they actually just tell you what kind of poop it is, and you move on for your day.
How do people know?
I am uncertain. I'm just assuming they are animal experts, or they have this certain animal as a pet.
Hmm.
Or
they're out there with the binoculars.
My brother,
the possum pooping the mole.
And they went and they inspected it, and now they know what a possum poop looks like. My brother's a herpetologist.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
My brother knows about everything.
We'll get into after the poop.
Yes.
Okay.
But we have some animal discussions today. But
okay.
So it says what kind of, and it's the emoji poop. Seems like too much for a cat. Now I'm looking at.
They thought that was a cat. Oh, my God. It's pellets.
It's pellets.
It's literally round little pellets.
So to me, I'm looking at it, and I want to comment a rabbit because it's pellet. It looks like little raisins.
Exactly.
But people are commenting with dancing deer, definitely deer, raccoons, and then my favorite comment.
Yes.
This page has truly degraded to a new low when we are identifying poop.
Oh, my God. I love him.
Right? Congrats.
Yes.
We're
with you. We are with you. You know who you are.
You know who we are. Yeah. And someone comment, I'm sure someone will report that the poo is offensive.
Not offensive, but really, like, do we really need to know?
You don't need to know.
Unless it's ginormous. If it's a ginormous poop, I'm going to say, okay, there's some big animal
around.
There's
a bear.
A bear.
There's a lion, a tiger, or a bear.
Something. Right.
Oh, my.
But these little pellets, whatever.
And it looks like it's a sidewalk. It looks like they're taking a stroll down one of our sidewalks.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, let me take a picture of this pellet.
What is it? Okay, my guess. Okay, it does look like rabbit.
The consensus is raccoon or deer. And everyone is saying deer or blackberries.
Wait, what does this one say?
Cat poop turds like dogs, and people do, just smaller. They don't poop in pellets like that.
Okay, very smart.
Thank
observation.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pellet poop.
I'm assuming it's a rabbit.
Someone has a roach.
Cockroach.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Frogs, toads, and lizards poop pellets like these. Rabbits are more rounded. How do you know this?
I know.
I'm hoping you
because
have a
we
rabbit.
Live here. First of all, I have enough frog crap on my patio that I mean, I should just call that the bathroom for frogs. My patio. I can't even go out.
Well, and until okay, so maybe this is educational. Okay. I didn't know a frog pooped like that. My brother probably did. I have no idea because there is a
disgusting.
Previous post that
everywhere.
Showed poop on like a glass something.
The
maybe
window.
Their window.
The freaking frogs.
Like we have a huge albino frog that stays in between our and our neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And we don't know whose house it'll show up to.
It's like,
we're over the neighbor's eating dinner and it's the big albino frog like on their big like rounded window in their living room or whatever, and we're like, oh, he's back.
He's
you
back.
Know?
Crapping on your window.
I've
not
never
mine.
Seen him crap on a window.
Hmm.
I've never
I
seen
crappers on
a
my
frog.
Go look at my slider. When
I'm
you
not going to look at your slider.
There's crap. There's frog crap.
But anyway, so the consensus, if I were to do my or input my research skills on coding here, the consensus says deer.
She's getting smart.
It says deer.
Okay, deer. I would guess deer for that poop.
How? Deer are huge.
Yeah, but they do pellet poops like that.
No freaking way.
Right.
I'm sorry.
We're going to post. You guys
we're
going to
post.
Us.
I need to know, like, legitimately, because I would think this is a wild rabbit. There is no – a deer is bigger than
that's a
dog.
That's a lot for a rabbit. Rabbit maybe do, like, two or three of those suckers.
Are you sure?
Not sure.
Maybe. Maybe we need more poop posts. Maybe – I need to be more educated. But
okay,
frankly,
so
I don't
this.
Freaking care.
Right.
I don't care and I don't want to see poop on my Facebook feed either.
Tons of it. There has been lots of this on various
social
media.
And we live in Florida.
Media.
We have wild animals everywhere and
speaking
I don't
of,
care.
Yes. So like speaking of wild animals, here's another post we see a lot of, which I totally get. You guys know it. It's the snake post.
You have a personal story. I actually have a personal story, but I wasn't physically there.
And I'm going to post this picture as well, everyone. All right. So come home. Mm. I came home the other day. My mother bought me, the kids, an inflatable pool, which I'm like, I hate when she does that because I'm like, now I got to blow this thing up. It sits out there. It's disgusting. We've already thrown it out. Sorry, Mom.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I went out to, I knew the lawn guys were coming. So I'm like, I have to get this pool up because like for 2 weeks, they've been like, Jesus, here she is with this damn pool. So go out there and like, I always scan the perimeter because the snake's here.
Yeah.
And I scan and I'm like, oh, and I thought it was Lucas's rubber snake. You know, he always does that.
I remember it. They threw it at me.
Right. So I'm like, but I threw that sucker out because he kept scaring me. And I'm like, snake, ran inside, took a photo, and of course posted it to my Facebook and to Snake ID in Florida.
Because she forgot my brother was a herpetologist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I posted
it.
So I get this post because here I am. I'm like trying to research because I'm like, what do we do with it? Is this bad? And so
it was
take it from there. What did you text me?
Super bad. My husband texts her. He shows me and I go, ooh, that's a bad snake.
Yeah.
Like right off the bat, I knew it was.
How
because,
did you know? I'm
because
like, oh,
I've been living
snake.
With a herpetologist my whole life.
Okay.
He liked snakes since he was 10. That's all my brother did. He was like, what is the guy who unfortunately passed from a stingray? Like,
oh,
impalement.
Steve Irwin.
My
Love
brother
him.
Is Steve Irwin incarnate.
Okay.
Has
Got
his
it.
Master's in herpetology.
Like amazing.
Knows plants and birds and everything, but focuses
poop.
On, he probably doesn't
know. You
know
the poop.
He would know the
Go
poop.
Go to him.
So I look at it automatically. I was like, ooh, that's a bad snake. So my husband sends it to my brother, and right away, he's like, cottonmouth.
Yeah.
Cottonmouth. There was a cottonmouth, and it wasn't in the woods, folks.
No, it was right on my porch. And
it was up by her sliding glass
door and wouldn't move.
And it looked like the black fake snake.
Yes.
All curled up.
I'm so glad because my first instinct was to freaking like
EBGB.
Grab the thing. Also, I'm very glad my children.
Grabbed it and wrangled it up. Throw it into the woods.
The black mamba. I'd be like, ta-da. Wouldn't that be incredible?
Oh my gosh.
But my husband is petrified of snakes. I mean, petrified. So he, of course, is like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this thing?
Burn the house down.
Let's sell it, or at least sell it.
We'll
have a sale sign tomorrow.
Yep.
But luckily, we have a good friend who came and helped us take care of the snake.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. But so, yes, poop. Not sure if I need to post about it. Snakes, I get people.
Well, yeah. Well, and your neighbors need to know. So say you didn't take care of the snake. Your next door neighbors on either side, even if, like, because you don't have the fence.
No.
Back there.
No.
So they're
in the preserve. We live on a preserve.
Yeah. People. So you will get critters.
Oh my God.
We have fences and we still get critters.
Yeah.
Critters. Cameron.
Yeah.
I don't even remember where I was, but I got up. Oh, I was at work. He has Fridays off because of his job right now. Yeah. It's summer. And
lovely.
He goes to, he's dealing with the pool and he picks up the cover to our skimmer. Snake.
Oh God.
Snake and skimmer.
I think Andy would have been like, oh, that.
Thank God my brother helps with all of this, right?
Yeah.
So he looks down and, you know, there's that thing. Red on black, nice to Jack. Red on yellow, kill a fellow.
Is it a red?
No, it was a good one. It was friendly. Oh. It was friendly, but he takes a picture. My husband actually got the snake out with his hands, let it go.
No.
It's great because it's a nice snake.
What was it?
So it was a scarlet king snake, which I grew up with king snakes in my house.
Oh my God, now
my
I need
brother.
To like look this up.
They're so pretty. They're red, they're red, yellow, and black. So unless you know like what goes on what, you don't know if it's friendly.
Okay,
or...
tell us what it is. What's the terms?
It's red on black, nice to Jack. Red on yellow, kill a
red
fella.
On black. Okay, I see it. Oh God, that's pretty.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So we were like,
red
oh,
snakes,
huh?
Yeah,
yeah. And it was little. It wasn't that big. It was a newbie. It was
God.
A little, but it was in our skimmer. So he let it go because they will eat crickets and all that stuff.
Listen, I like the good snakes.
I will not kill a good snake. A corn snake or king snake, people leave it alone.
Yeah.
It eats
the
rats.
The black water snakes and stuff.
Yeah, like the little garden
snakes.
Which,
of course, is what I thought the cottonmouth was.
No.
I'm like, no, it's friendly.
You saw
it. Ooh. Yeah.
Nope.
Diamond-shaped head, people. If you see it,
not okay.
Beware.
Not okay. Anyway.
Okay.
But she didn't post the poop.
I didn't post poop. I posted a deadly snake on my porch. That could
kill people.
Kill my child. So.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So let's move on and tell us to, if you have snakes in your area, tell us what you get or an animal. What's the most post you get? Email
in your area. I'm curious if you also get poop posts or if it's just Florida in our area.
Right. Meet me next door at gmail.com. Email us.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the next topic, which I found, which still makes me laugh about.
Oh man, guys, I can't even with this post.
This was a tough one. All right. Anybody ever hear of a mother's broom? Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
In a place of business, when you are breastfeeding and need to pump while you're working after your maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, where I worked when I had my youngest, it was literally a closet. Like they tried to make it nice.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
Funny story.
It was a closet.
About our former.
Like a janitor's closet.
Our former employer.
Yeah.
Oh. My office. So I used to have an office there.
Yeah.
They turned it into a mother's room.
Oh, is it really now?
Yeah. It was literally a closet, by the way.
Windowless
room.
That one I remember.
Yes.
I remember. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to read this post, everyone. It says, I'm not going to name like the development or anything. Hi, we are closing on a new house. The developer's wonderful. And I made a request for a mother's room, nursing room. I'd like to send them example pics. It doesn't need a much... As I found,
It doesn't need much.
Okay,
as
it doesn't
found
need
in
much
office.
As one
so
found
she,
in an office.
Yeah.
Do any of your neighbors or neighborhoods have anything like this in its amenity center clubhouse? Would love pics. Oh, geez. Okay. Wow. Okay.
So, first, just to sum this up, She wants one in her house.
She wants a mother's room, nursing room in her house. And she doesn't want it big like an office. So my mind, of course, is... okay.
We...
What? Okay. Here was my mother's room. Ready, folks? The whole damn house was a mother's room. Like, I'm sitting on the couch, it's a mother's room. I'm sitting on my bed, it's a mother's room.
It's your room.
I don't get the mother's room in a house. Hold on,
why doesn't she just say she wants
a nursery?
Not a nursery. You can breastfeed in a nursery.
Okay.
She wants a girl cave. It's a man cave. I think she wants her own private room. A she shed. She wants
a she shed.
Cheryl. She wants a she shed, Cheryl. Yes.
Because here's the thing. Okay, so
just
from what
it.
I gathered with the thing with the comments, like people were like, oh, a sink would have been nice, or like something so I could wash out my pump supplies.
That's fine, but you're in an office. You can wash out your supplies in your kitchen.
Right. Like I'm
or your
home.
Sink in your bathroom.
I can steam that sucker's in my dishwasher when they have the little bags, like Modelo's little steam bags.
I don't understand.
Jinx, double jinx, drink twice. I mean, what?
This is an issue where I feel like...
Is this a first world problem? I don't know.
It is a first world problem. And it's unfortunate because this woman, God bless her, bless her heart. That's what we say in the South. Good for you that you have the money where you can think about this. Like, kudos. Reading. I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? You do you, but
your house.
I feel like if she read this back to herself.
Especially in like 3 years. Or especially after the kid's grown up and she's like, what the hell do I do with this freaking room now?
She's going to make it a she shed or a girl cave or a man cave.
But she doesn't want an office. It sounds like she wants a little nursing room.
But if your whole house. Guess what? I want to breastfeed in the middle of my dining room, then I can.
Oh, that was me. I was like, oh, you want to breastfeed? Ah, milk everywhere.
But it's not like... You know, say you have a party. You're like, I'm going to go into my nursing room. No, I'm going to go to my freaking bedroom.
I'm home. The whole house is my nursing room.
So this is
your bedroom.
I mean,
the nursery where the kid sleeps. I'm just so confused.
I don't know.
And there's, guess what? I guarantee you where they're building his house.
I question the
house
husband
probably has three
not
bedrooms.
Questioning this
I mean, three
wife.
Bathrooms.
Like, yeah. My husband. Oh, excuse
Andy
me.
Andy would have been like,
it's the rosé. My husband would be like, wait a second.
It's called the house.
It's called
that I'm building.
Bedroom.
This big house.
Because
if
I wanted
building.
Privacy while I was feeding, say people were over that were good
yeah, you
friends.
Go to
like,
room.
I went to my room, I did my thing, and then I came out.
So you weren't like, so we have friends that were not, and listen, I'm like this, but we have friends that we went to their house and it was Andy and I, and she was going to breastfeed her baby.
Actually, I think
it was like a 2-year-old maybe. And she just lifted her shirt.
Oh.
Right. And Andy, right in front of me.
Were you
like,
good friends?
Close, but not.
Not where
you,
she lifted
not,
her shirt up.
Right.
Better,
like if it was you, like whatever. Yeah. I was like, okay.
No, like cover? Like,
no, she just
I
lifted
mean, she,
up her shirt.
If she's comfortable, that's fine.
But like Andy was like. I can see. He was like, look forward.
So the
apart.
Kid just walks up to
apart.
The
room. Oh, yeah. The just walked just... up. No, oh. I think maybe even the kid just came up like, I'm hungry.
Oh.
So and then we were.
She was, like, I mean, there's Liliche. There's Liliche that feeds
and I'm
till,
a, I applaud
God knows
it.
When.
I applaud it.
Hey, if you can do that, do it.
But that's what I mean. Like, you wanted your privacy. She would probably laugh at this mother's room.
Yeah, but
what do you mean
like
my mother's
if it was
room?
You, if it was my good friends, like who I'm close to, they don't care.
Would you do it in front of a husband? A man.
So can I tell you a story?
I love stories.
We were at TPC.
Okay.
Caroline is, oh my gosh. Hold on. She was born in March. She was itty bitty, folks, because TPC at the time was in March.
Yeah.
I had a bottle to feed her while we were watching the golfers and stuff there. Mm-hmm. But when we got into the car to leave, we had a car full of people of our good friends, because if you carpool more than four, you get free parking. I had to take her out and I'm in the front seat. No one can really see me. And if they can, it doesn't matter. All my friends are in the back seat and they know I need to feed my kid. So you do what you need to do.
I always breastfed.
She was itty bitty.
I would breastfed in public all the time. I'd have a cover or like a shirt that I just like shoved the kid under.
I remember back when I had my oldest, when I was going shopping, like I would get what are they called? A changing room, you know, when you go into like try on clothes and stuff. I would go in there and sit and feed her. I wouldn't feed her around the store. But that was a long time ago.
I love the mother's room in public. Like, okay, but first of all, like the amenity centers, definitely not happen where I live. I mean,
I don't think we have one in our amenity center.
Well, like to me, because it's like,
If you have a bathing suit on at the pool, just freaking feed your kid.
Yeah, work would probably.
You have a little, your office at your last job.
Yeah, like your job should have, I feel like offices should have mother's rooms for pumping because that's important.
Yep.
But I don't know.
When you're shopping, they should think about those type of things. But now companies like Target and things like that are like, you can feed your kid anywhere. We don't care. Because there was a lot of flack coming on them for stuff that's happened.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't care about women breastfeeding wherever or like.
Yeah, nope.
Listen, it's nature.
I don't want you drop dead naked. Like.
Oh, pants? The pants thing?
Let's just feed your kid. I don't need the thing. Like, yes, it's natural. It's beautiful. It's all of that. However, like if you're full blown top off.
Like personally for me, I could never.
I can't.
Do it in front of a man that is not my husband. You know what
really?
I mean?
Like you couldn't. Well, no, you don't have a brother.
With a cover. I mean,
I always have a cover. Yeah.
No, I could do that. But I mean like just boobie out. Like.
Nope.
Some women are just
I'm a little more reserved.
Like,
in that sense.
Plus it's not to me. Oh God. Well, my boobs were hideous when I was breastfeeding. They were like engorged. Like I was like, Jesus, I touched them and milk would go.
We're on a super tangent with this one.
I know.
However, it's important.
Oh, definitely.
But to go back to the topic at hand, you don't need a mother's room
in your house. Okay, back to
you do need a mother's room, I am so intrigued to hear the reasoning.
Here's what I would do. All right, now let's go with her.
Well,
right?
I mean, I guess like if
you're custom building a house,
it depends on how often. Like if you're going the leche, like you're doing 5 years and plus.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you're doing the year, I unfortunately couldn't breastfeed my two girls after a year just because of my supply.
I still don't get her thing. It doesn't need, I mean, she kind of messed up here. It doesn't need the sentence reads this. It doesn't need a much as one found in an office. So I'm thinking she meant it doesn't need as much as
it's
one
your
found.
Bedroom. Yeah, that she wants a
oh,
mother's
she
room.
Means an, okay, sorry. Yeah. Back up. Because I'm thinking office, like an office in the home, like we're sitting in now. She's meaning an office at work.
Yes. She's wanting ideas to build this nurse. This
but what
nurse.
Would you do with that after your kids grow?
That's what I'm thinking. Like make
so
it a playroom?
Here's my no. Maybe. It's smaller.
So I maybe she's trying. Maybe she wants to like
make it
a lot
closet
of
eventually.
Over that.
But I guess you would need plumbing, a sink, or else it doesn't make sense.
This has to be your first kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be. Or else it doesn't make sense. Like it doesn't.
It's got
to
be more functional.
I would go like.
We're
tapping off. So, okay. And then I'll introduce my next one. Right.
There we go.
Oh my God. All
there goes the Riando.
We drink wine. We finished the Riando. It was delicious. I will say I've never had that. And it was very good.
I like it.
But anyway, if you're building a house, but like to me, like what the heck are you going to do with that room? If it doesn't have a sink, or something special. Like, because to me,
depends on where it is. So I'm intrigued.
Do
so
the nursery.
If anybody has done this. If anybody has personally put a nursing room in your home that's not your bedroom.
And not the nursery.
I'm sorry. I am just, you know what?
Actually, now that I
you know what? Your family's rocking out. Think, if this is your issue.
But wait. Oh, actually, do you know what? Just like I just went bing.
Oh.
Nursery. Is it called a nursery?
Yes, to nurse
the baby.
And then you lay them to go to bed. And you rock them to sleep.
So it's really just called a bedroom.
It's their room. The nursery.
Here's my suggestion then. Put a freaking bathroom attached to a kid's room.
It's like a Jack and Jill. You always have a bathroom next to the
kid. I can't
with it. It's just like here, you have your two kids' rooms on the side with a bathroom in between. And your other kid's room has a bathroom in the room.
I can't with it.
Anyway, we've got to move on because it really is frustrating because I want to like shake this person.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but if I told you, hey, Audra, help me build a nursing room in my house.
I'd be like, it's called your house.
So now we go back to.
And then I'd slap you.
What kind of friends does this person have?
Actually, I'd be like, what are you drinking? You're obviously, you drank something.
Or I did a line of something. I'm not sure.
Whoa, yeah. It's a party now.
We don't do that.
All right, let's move on to the next segment, which we call
Suburbs. So we are super excited because we got our first submission.
Woo!
Right?
People care.
People listen.
People listen. One.
Probably. So this comes from a smaller island up in Washington, folks. We're in Florida.
Florida.
Bainbridge Island. So in Bainbridge, apparently.
It's outside of Seattle, right?
It's outside of Seattle. Yeah. Yep. And they have kind of regulations with chain restaurants and chain businesses and so on and so forth. So this post says, drive-through coffee stand, ? I read somewhere that since McDonald's was built, they have a McDonald's apparently.
Okay.
Bainbridge will not allow any more drive-through restaurants on the island to keep out other big chains like fast food restaurants. They don't want any more else.
This is kind of smart though.
Yeah. So what about an independently run drive-through coffee stand? Would that be allowed? Just frustrating as a mom with small children and car seats that I can't get a coffee without having to take my kids out of the car. I love everything about this island, but man, I would love if there was a drive-through coffee stand.
I relate to this woman.
Although I do too.
I relate to her, but I feel like I'm with one of the comments.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that.
Okay, go.
So I have been in a spot in the panhandle of Florida.
Yes.
My one of my daughters plays a couple of sports. So we were there for a camp and it was the same way.
Okay.
They were up in arms because like a Dollar General was coming in. They just feel
don't
like
put
it
those
drives.
Dollar General.
Oh man. Right. I mean, anyway, I could
meanwhile, I love, I a love good, a dollar. I love, they put a dollar store in that plaza coming. I'm like, oh yes.
It's fantastic to get party stuff that you don't spend a freaking fortune on.
I fucking love it. Oh,
it doesn't matter how rich I say to my father. I
love the dollar store.
I don't care if you make $1 million or you make not that, but a dollar store. I'm just saying.
Amazing.
I can go get a gift bag for a dollar instead of spending $5 on Hallmark.
I take my kids there. I'm like, you did great today. Pick out a prize. It's a dollar.
They love it.
And meanwhile, they don't know. All right, go ahead.
So yeah, so why we brought this up is because first, it was our first submission. Second, because the comments, you know, I feel like this is a good idea. So get someone who wants to start their own business.
Yeah.
It shouldn't take much. Just it's a drive-through. You don't even have to have people that come into your coffee place. Just do a drive-through coffee place.
A little building.
Have some baristas in there.
Hey.
I know you're on your merry way.
Yeah. I like it. Like a Starbucks.
It's a Starbucks. Just
think about it here. Like how many drive-through Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts.
It's on every corner. Yeah. And now, I mean, a lot of independents are popping up like in our other more like hip areas, right?
We've got hip areas?
We have pretty cool hip areas. Anyway, so the comments are hysterical because there's a comment that says, you know, this is hashtag first world problems.
Yes,
right?
Yes, totally.
Because they live on this amazing island near Seattle.
We Googled it and we're like, gorgeous. Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, wow.
Wow.
That's,
wow.
Wow.
That's why this is in this segment.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't mind living there rather than the cold.
Actually, instead of the verbs, it should be called the island.
The island, the right? Island. We can find a ton of islands. I just came from an island.
Oh, Jesus.
Marco.
Hey, Marco Polo.
Polo. So the first comment is, it's not a first world problem.
Ah!
It's a caffeine addict's problem. Liberate yourself from caffeine and it all becomes unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Ditching caffeine was one of the smartest things I've done in my life.
Best. I need it.
What is... Are you serious?
Wow. That's harsh a little. That's like going at her like, she has two kids.
Hey, buddy, do you drink alcohol?
Mm. Oh, I bet he doesn't.
Oh, and he didn't even write. So his
let me see this guy.
Think.
Oh
everyone says it.
Oh, think.
No.
You bet.
You think? Missed something.
Well, here's the thing. As a mom, I relate to this lady. I hate taking... There's certain things I'm like, oh God, I gotta take the damn kids out.
Yes.
Unbuckle.
I feel like every restaurant, I don't care if you're high end or not, should have a damn drive through. If I want a good steak, let me go through the drive through of an Outback or a Chop House or I don't know.
Wow, the kids are screaming.
If you can hear that.
My kids have this issue too.
I blame
when
the
we
dad.
Get out. I'm just kidding. No. Yeah, dad is like, oh God, he's doing whatever. But like, here's my thing.
Throw them out with the snakes.
Yes. Into the woods.
Bad parenting.
When we, here's the thing. Here's my kid's routine. Mm-hmm. So I get this mom. If I'm exiting the car and then re-entering the car.
Yeah.
There's a million fights about who's first and last. If you have this problem, please email me. I'm first. And it's like big fights and there's tears and I'm like, guys.
It's dramatic.
Get out of the
That's
Freaking
why
hard.
I had my kid 10 years apart.
I know. You were smart. I did I'm not saying. Do that well. I've got three that are battling each other for
attention
every bit of everything. Attention.
It's
first.
Constant competitiveness.
Oh, my God.
I don't really have that.
It's Elizabeth.
My little one's smarter
my
than my
youngest one. No. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, she is. She's like a genius.
She's smarter than I am. Let's be honest.
She's got it all locked down. But it's all right. So anyway. Read the rest of the comments.
So that one was like, it's a caffeine addiction. Get over it, basically. You don't need to drive through things.
But don't get over it. You're right, lady.
This other woman sticks up for her and goes, have you ever raised kids?
Thank
Insert
you.
This guy's name. Sometimes it's a matter of survival when you haven't had a full night's rest in years. Yeah, buddy. I don't think the first
guy. I love
guy,
her.
Yep. I don't she think the first guy
mom.
Has had kids.
No.
So another one said, agreed, I'd kill for a drive through with two in a car seat when you don't want to deal with ferry traffic. Apparently they have ferries.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yes.
And the last one I feel like we all can agree with.
Yes, I agree.
I know it sounds barbaric, he says, but you can always make coffee at home.
And there we
ding,
have
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Okay, because here's my thing. Well, I have a lovely husband who every morning brews the coffee. He brews it.
So we have K-cups. We just stick a pot in.
Yep. And that's wonderful too.
Yeah.
And so my wonderful husband, he brews the coffee. I make my big thing and then I drive the kids to school and have my caffeine fix and it's wonderful. So there's no need for me to have a drive-through coffee. But like I don't ever go to Starbucks and stuff because I drink my coffee, he makes it here. I get it too.
And I don't want to spend $6 on a coffee either.
But in her defense,
when I can get
we
a
don't
good
know
lunch
her,
for that.
We don't know her dynamic.
Right. We don't know her routine.
Dynamic. Right. She could be the one. She might be the first one. Who knows? She could be a single mother. I don't know.
She could be. And she could be with a husband who doesn't drink coffee.
True. Or she could just.
Maybe that's her
she thing. Doesn't she know doesn't how to make a good cup.
Or maybe
some
she
people
just doesn't
know.
Have anything in there. I mean, whatever it
Whoever.
Is. But I mean, the thing
it's
is.
It's a good idea.
It is. Because it doesn't take that much square footage. One. Two, it's going to add a couple more jabs into the island for whatever reason.
Get those teens working.
Right? I mean, teach them.
Get those millennials, like, you know, here's some
coffee. Whatever.
And, like, part of me is, like, envisioning this island, right? Because, like, so, because we Googled it, and we were like, oh, my God, gorgeous. And that's, like,
beautiful
island.
If I could handle cold, I'd probably move there.
But it's dreary. I lived in San Francisco before Florida.
What was it called again? Bainbridge.
Bainbridge. And I've gone. I even found San Francisco dreary at times.
Yeah.
Just like, and that was the
city. My sister-in-law lives in Chicago.
Microclimate.
Isn't that, what is Chicago called?
Freaking cold as hell.
It's cold. I know you went
I
there.
I went there when it was freaking freezing.
It's the windy city.
Windy
That's
city.
What it is. Yeah.
Oh my God. Chicago's a great city, by the way. Visit. Oh, we had so much fun.
I live there.
I could never live there, but.
We're going to go visit.
Darn. I love that city. I was like, this is, we had so much fun. Tangent. Anyways, back to the issue at hand. I think it would be smart if someone on Bainbridge Island created a drive-through coffee, because even if they did coffee and like a little snack.
Yeah.
Because like sometimes I take my kids, like,
I mean, you're on Starbucks. An island.
Yeah, like get a little thing, get a little that. Like just a drive-through. Drive-throughs are so convenient. Like maybe a little like Danish. You know,
I don't see what's wrong with that, especially if they're not letting any more drive-through restaurants in. No one wants, okay.
Bainbridge
Island.
Well,
I'm bucketing this to people who don't want McDonald's coffee. It's super cheap.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a McDonald's coffee.
I have not.
So call me spoiled, I guess. I don't know. It's the fact that we have Starbucks
everywhere. What's your favorite coffee, by the way? If you had to pick a like, do you like Starbucks coffee?
I do.
See, I don't. I need their chais. I'll drink their specialties, but I don't like their coffee.
Well, I don't drink. Well, my husband gets an Americano, which is like coffee.
That's good news.
It's right. I do the cinnamon dolce lattes. Mm. One, because I
so you do
so
the
fancy.
Special. But see, but
specialty.
You do the specialty like me. I but think of their coffee.
No, it's taste burnt.
It's thank you.
Burnt.
I feel
it's all burnt.
Bitter and burnt.
It's bitter and burnt. And when they don't make the specialty drinks correctly, you get bitter and burnt taste.
Yep. Oh my God. I'm glad. Yeah. And my mom agrees.
Yeah.
That's three people. There's
Dunkin's
some,
fine. I
like
Dunkin'.
Dunkin'.
I've done their
Dunkin'.
Like, they have a blueberry.
What's your favorite? Thing. Wait, what's my favorite?
French
coffee?
Vanilla swirl.
Actually,
is actually at Dunkin'.
My favorite coffee, I've bought in some Trader Joe's. That I like.
Well, you still have like a regular coffee maker.
Yeah, we have
right?
a coffee maker.
So we have K-Cups. So we do start, like we've done all of the brands and we don't really care.
Yeah.
I get it off of Boxed.
Okay.
Ooh. I get this big, they're 80 K-Cups for like $20.
Mm.
Cameron drinks like the hard stuff, I call it. It's like the really dark roast stuff.
Do you? Okay.
I don't.
So
I get it like
good
a
you
French
had the K-Cups. See?
Yes.
Because sometimes then my mom can attest. Andy makes really strong coffee. Mm. So she's like, I have to add water sometimes. And for me, I'm adding milk,
creamer,
and
everything. Yeah, I can't do that.
But
I have to.
So anyway, to me, my coffee starts at home. So I don't ever do drive through.
Yeah. I don't really either.
Oh, where's he?
He's having a date with my neighbor while I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah. My kids at Chuck E. Cheese with another neighbor.
Hello. Yeah. Meanwhile, my kids are screaming in the background. So she will
That's
be right. drinking with me for the rest of the night.
I will.
Hello.
Yes. But yeah.
So you tell us, guys, do you think it's smart that Bainbridge Island, do you agree with this woman?
Well,
do they
I just
need want to
know if you live in this type of place, because we live in a place where there's tons of crap everywhere.
Well,
we have like little independents. We have a plethora
no,
of choices.
We have the strip malls. Let's tear down the trees and put a strip mall everywhere.
I don't like tearing down the trees. And I don't like the stores they decide to put in these strip malls, because there's no creativity.
All the same.
There's no creativity.
It all looks the same.
It does.
Listen, you guys tell me, when a new plaza goes up, Mattress Firm, Mattress Giant, Tropical
Walmart.
Smoothie. Well, and I'm not even just talking about the little dinky stores that go in the plaza. It's all the same. A dry cleaner. I mean, it's like, guys,
We need more creativity. So I feel like something. These little places, like this Bainbridge Island, has it figured out.
The little place
I visited in the Panhandle, which I actually can't remember the city right now, they have it figured out because it was a cutesy little place with little independently owned shops.
I wish you knew.
I will look it up.
Since I go there.
And it was amazing because you don't hear the same stores over and over again.
Wonderful.
They might have a Walmart like in the outskirts or a Target or something like that, but they have all these really cool little independently owned things that you get to help families.
So you tell us what you think. And we're going to end this episode with something we call Go Fly a Kite.
Go Fly a Kite.
Okay. So, and Candace is going to give her rant of the week. Okay. Yep.
So this next portion is basically our bitch of the week.
Yes.
So what I like to call
it. And what do we call it?
Go fly a kite. I would put another
word
in there because it's my favorite curse word. Yeah. But there's not a lot of posts about this.
No, never.
And I can't believe it because it drives me nuts.
Yeah, there is on my street page. We have a street page, by the way.
We do too, but no one posts about it. I know people are thinking it.
Yes.
And they're honking their horns like I do when people are probably sleeping, but it pisses me off.
So
this is what sparked it is because I'm driving into Audra Subdivision today.
Yes.
And there are two freaking big ass boats
on a blind curve
hooked to a big truck. So it's not just the boat, folks. It's hooked onto a big ass truck in a small subdivision that doesn't have very wide roads. Well, you actually have wider roads than I do.
Yeah, we do.
We have tiny, narrow roads. You have a lot of those parkers.
Oh my God.
So my rant is like, what I was telling Audra, because I came in hot to her house.
She came in hot.
I came in hot.
Hot tamale.
Because I was like, two fucking boats in your subdivision? So my first thing is, I love it that people can afford that. You know, you're doing well in life.
I love it.
I am all for you guys killing it. Right?
Best day of owning a boat. The day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Right. Well, and if my friends have a boat, that's awesome. Mm. I'm not going to buy a boat.
No.
But get friends with boats. Get friends with boats. So they have these big ass boats. So good for you. But you're in a subdivision. We're not super wealthy.
Mm.
But I feel like if you can afford a boat, make sure you can afford a place to put your boat. And not in a tiny street subdivision on a blind curve that you're now making unsafe for children and unsafe for me to drive.
Because kids go around those boats.
You can't see them.
So today, coming
in Audra subdivision, I'm behind a truck. The person who's in the right lane going out, right? I'm in the other lane coming in. They should stop.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they are where the freaking boats are and everyone's parking on the side of the road. You need to stop and you need to allow us who don't have that to go through. Wait for it to be clear and then you go around the boats.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen today, folks.
No.
We had a freaking jerkwad and if I got your license plate, I would completely say it.
Are you going to post it on Nextdoor?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Again, if it happens again, I might take a picture.
Ooh, heck.
Freaking vehicle. Here we go. But it was a truck. It was a truck owner. And he decided, so me and this other guy, I'm assuming it's a guy. It was a big truck. On the right, we have nothing. We're going through. And then all of a sudden, we see a person coming, we're staring at a truck coming our direction. And we're like, what the hell?
But see, to me, it starts with the boat.
Get your boat out of here. That's the first problem.
The blind curve.
First problem. Don't have a boat. Is it even illegal?
Or illegal?
Not illegal. It's probably, they can't have a boat parked in here.
I think it has to be for so many.
We need to start our HOA segment because if we got HOA in here, I guarantee you.
Yeah. There's something.
There's no way they could have a boat here.
I mean, here's my thing.
I mean, HOA sucks sometimes, but HOA can get these people off the road.
It's just dangerous. Here's the thing. Like, I wouldn't care. The blind curve is scary.
No, a kid could, like, lose his ball, and I'm coming around the boat, and I could be going the 20 miles an hour.
And my thing is riding his bike.
That's true.
A kid riding his bike goes around, and then, I mean,
anything can happen.
I know somebody that hit somebody that because of that way.
That's
like
nuts.
He hit a motor. He was on a motorcycle.
You shouldn't have your boat here.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no water to be found in our area right now. Like, it's what, 8 miles away?
Yeah. Or store it. Or, I don't know.
It's insane. Anyway, so this is my thing. So even in my subdivision, we have
pet peeve.
We have super narrow roads.
Yeah.
And tons. Every household.
In mine?
Yeah, it's super narrow. Everyone parks on the side of the road. And I get it. Like, so say you're a family of six.
And we're runners. So tell them what happens when we run.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to go around the cars and it's like.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, because we're afraid someone will hit us. And we have two cars that park on a blind curve where I live. And I am the person who at 7:15 in the morning, I go beside them and I honk as loud as I freaking can. Thank you. Because your ass should be in the driveway. And I can't stand seeing a car parked on the side of the road in a free, clear driveway.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So there is my bitch because
you're
being an idiot and you're putting everybody at risk for getting in a wreck.
Why do you move to a neighborhood like this if you can't put your stuff in your driveway?
And you know, if you use your garage as storage, which half of ours is, but I can fit my car in the driveway, and then my husband's and my teenage daughters are in the driveway.
Yeah.
I probably was smart. It wasn't planned, but had my kids 10 years apart. So when my kid leaves, I have another car.
Well,
so I'm not impeding the roadway with cars.
We talked about this because that's one of my things with a house.
Exactly.
I'm like, I need three cars. I need a big driveway because of all the kids and I don't want them parking.
Well, I'm looking out the window right now and she has people right across the street parked in the road.
It looks like someone's having they're gone.
I can understand a party.
Yeah.
It's very, and even like where I live, we're pretty respectful and say, hey, we're having a big party. Right. And sometimes if one of the neighbors has gone, hey, can we park some cars in your driveway?
So
we don't impede people's and piss people off.
So here's the thing, and I want to hear everyone's opinion on this.
It drives me freaking crazy.
So this is a topic that comes up in our neighborhood with the parking on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And people say they park on the street to slow traffic.
They are so full of shit.
So here's my thing. Tell me.
Because you're putting us more in danger.
Because I feel people speed up to get around the car.
To beat the person coming through. And I'm so frustrated. I honk at your ass. And I don't care if you're sleeping at 7:15 a.m. Move your freaking car to the driveway that has no cars in it.
Well, and then what they don't account for is when the lawn man comes or someone's doing work and all these things. So then you have like five cars lined up on the side and you're like, okay, I literally cannot get around this.
Do you know what my husband had to do for our recycling bin? Because we live on that cul-de-sac thing. So there's a ton of like side cul-de-sacs where we live. We live on a side cul-de-sac.
It's like a horseshoe.
Yeah. Yep. And there were three cars parked in that horseshoe cul-de-sac to where Cameron looks at it and he goes, the recycling
can't get in here.
The truck can't get, there's no way he can get through here.
Yeah.
So we had to call a neighbor that's in the main area and say, can we put our recycling bin over there? Because the truck would not come.
No.
There's no way the truck would even, like they would look at it and our recycling bin wouldn't be picked up. So we had to take our recycling bin to another person's house because of the idiots who park in the street.
Here's my thing too. Like,
do you, I mean, when you get out of your car, are you not like, oh.
And then here's the
thing. Do you not care?
Here's what I think.
Hate it.
The people that park in the street to slow people down.
Full of shit.
I drive slow in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
We discussed this in my last episode. I don't like speeding in neighborhoods. you're punishing me. And now, like, mm-hmm. you know what? A speeder is going to be a speeder no matter what the hell you do. You park your car there, he's going to speed more around that car and yep. possibly it's not going to help. So let's like remove that as a thing. I get if like the party or like
yeah, that's a one-time thing. That's fine. You know, you probably had graduation parties here and all that. Whatever.
So what's funny too is like when we were house hunting, I had a great realtor and she was like, drive the neighborhood to see if there's so here's the other thing, people. You could be impacting sales of your property values because right. if people are like, dude, it's impossible to navigate. Cause she was like, drive through on a busy time and a yeah. slow time.
We see how it, well, it how the parking bad. Is. So whatever.
So it's not that great because honestly, if I'm a buyer and I see that crap, I'm going to be like,
I'll never do it again.
This.
And this might be our forever home that we're in just because we're about to have a daughter in college.
I don't know why you'd ever leave that. Why would you ever leave that?
Because of the freaking idiots who park in the road.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Two.
Now that I'm making you move.
Man, no, it's stupid because there are a ton of, like, even my daughter, who's a teenage driver.
Yeah.
Like, has to manipulate through this. And I am only seeing a wreck. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time.
I'm shocked there hasn't been a wreck here.
Let me tell you what. And I told Andre before I got here, there's a trailer, like pop-up trailer that hitches to a truck that's on another curb in my subdivision. And it looks like people are like spending the night in there. So maybe like they came down to visit and there's no room in the house because
Is it like the Griswolds?
Dude, I don't know. But my thing is like, The driveway was free. So pull the trailer up. Okay. So you have to not park in your garage for a few days. Whenever they're staying.
Figure it out.
But don't park on the freaking curve of our subdivision.
And I have to say, again, I'm going to leave you guys with this. Next, if we ever leave here, yes, house buying. I'm going to see. And there's some subdivisions that don't allow the parking. Like we have friends that if you parked on the side, you got fined or towed. Ugh. I like it because
we would have to do that. And there has to be exceptions. Like if you have a party, because we would never be able to have a party.
Yeah. You submit you're having a party to HOA.
I don't know about that. I don't like submitting anything to HOA.
We are going to get into HOA.
We will get into HOA.
We have a whole segment, HOA.
Hey.
And we will. But listen, all right, we're going to wrap this up because we got lots more drinking to do. And we're going to get to it. But thank you for listening. Again, email us your thoughts, your stories. Meet me next door at gmail.com. And again, you know, we are new at this. Don't be...
Hey, we got our first submission from frickin' Washington.
Hello. Cheers. All right, guys.
Wow, that was loud.
It was. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, neighbors. Bye.
Bye.